Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. LegalShield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? LegalShield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
This is Rachel Goes Rogue.
Welcome to another episode of Rachel Goes Rogue. This is your host, Rachel Savannah Levis. And today I just want to rant a little bit. I just watched episode 8 of Vanderpump Rules, and I have some thoughts and opinions that I would like to share. But before we get into the episode, I would like to just clear the air a little bit because, well, I suspect that people now know that some of our mutual friends have known about this affair while it was going on. I kind of just want to like clear the air on who those people were and whether or not I know for certain that they knew, but there were instances where it was pretty undeniable. So let's go through that list. Obviously, number one is Schwartz. He has known from the very beginning, and we already know that because I've already dropped that bomb, but maybe people don't realize or have suspected, but Kyle Chan has also known, and Kyle Chan has been a good friend of Tom's for quite some time, and he was one of the people that was trying to talk some sense into Tom. But he also like kept that secret for him. I just feel like it's a little bit of a double standard to be icing out a certain person for knowing, yet Kyle Chan is still accepted into the group without any consequences. Just throwing that out there. The reason why I bring that up is because, as we know, the last episode that the cast filmed in San Francisco was for Kyle Chan's party, and nobody seems to have an issue with Kyle knowing. Next, Jason Bader is Tom Sandoval's drummer and band manager. You have seen him on Tom Sandoval's podcast. He has also known. It just goes to the double standard of Tom was allowed to tell his best friends, but I wasn't allowed to tell anybody. And if I did, he was not happy with me. So just a reminder to everyone, that is not love. All right, next, Max Boyens. I don't know the extent of what he knew about the affair, but Max Boyens was one of the people that we would meet up with regularly at one of the dive bars by Tom Sandoval's house. And, you know, he didn't ask any questions, but it was an often thing that we would meet up. And, it would be hard for me to think that he didn't have an inkling of knowledge that this was going on. This one's a little sus because Tom and I, we were very reckless and stupid. And we decided, my God, this is really embarrassing. But basically, Tom and I like snuck off. I don't even know if I want to see these details, but basically, Tom and I were cuddling in the social media room, which is downstairs of their house, and there was a party going on. And Ariana's best friend, Logan Cochran, walked into the social media room and he was like, oh, okay. And we were just like cuddling on the floor. We were clothed and everything. There wasn't a blanket or anything. It was just us looking at each other because like it was stupid. I thought I was in love. But Logan walked in on us and then he's like, oh, I'm really messed up. Okay, bye. And then left. And he's Ariana's best friend. So I'm sure that that got back to Ariana. You know, like Logan definitely had to have some sort of suspicion that this was going on. Because why else would we be cuddling? That's weird. Logan is also really close with Brad. I don't think Brad like really knew the extent of it, but I'm sure as things started coming out, it was like easy to piece these things together. So when I went to St. Louis, I've met Tom's mom before when she came to LA, but this time it was different because he was like bringing me to the house. It honestly felt like I was his girlfriend. Like it was the weirdest thing because obviously I wasn't. He had a girlfriend, but he like brought me to his mom's house and we made food and I slept downstairs in their like basement area and his mom like had the Christmas tree up. And I mean, it was weird. The way that Tom would present things made it feel so normal. So then it's like, oh, maybe I am overthinking this. And like, he had a way to convince me that it's all fine and to normalize it and to like relieve stress. And then we would also drink a lot. So that would help relieve the stress too. But yes, Tom Sandoval's mom also knew. And I think that's a really messed up position to put your mom in because, you know, now she's keeping this secret for her son. But I think she also knew that Tom and Ariana haven't been good for quite some time. There was like a conversation that was had, you know, Ariana hasn't come to St. Louis in years. And this isn't to excuse it either because Tom needed to like make that public that they were no longer in a relationship. But yeah, there was trouble in paradise there. That concludes my list. There's no reason to be protecting these people anymore. I think they can all handle it. I think the worst of Scandoval has already come and gone, and we are all stronger for it. I think there's power in owning up to what we know and not hiding it anymore. It's freeing. All right, let's switch gears into episode 8 of Vanderpump Rules. I thought it was a pretty boring episode, to be honest. But we got our crossover. We got our transition into the Valley. Very exciting. That show just seems like it's going to be a mess also, but I guess that's what the people want. But overall, I thought the episode was pretty boring, and that's not me like hating. It's just how I felt. A few things stood out to me. First was the Never Have I Ever game. Second was Tom's journal entry and crying to Tom Schwartz. And then, oh, and the pool party. Let's talk about the sexy singles pool party. Watching it now, being so removed from the situation, it's like the audacity of Tom Sandoval to have these girls over. How disgusting. And then I remind myself that I was that girl. And how frustrating that is to me, just knowing that that was me at one point. But I just feel like he is so shameless with it and that he thinks it's like funny to joke about being roommates with his ex as a way to break the ice. Yeah, those girls did not look like they were feeling it. I saw some people like commenting like, why is Tom crossing his legs and sitting like that? I think physiology wise, that is something that guys do to hide their excitement, if you know what I'm saying. You know, I also find it ironic that Tom is working overtime to make it seem like he is so out of practice and needs to start flexing this muscle of being single and picking up girls because he hasn't done that in so long. But we all know, while I was in Meadows, he was seeing other girls. One of the girls went on Howie Mandel's podcast and kind of explained the timeline of how that went down. What people may not realize is that when I was in the Meadows and Tom was, you know, trying to get me to leave, he was calling me selfish for taking care of my needs, and he felt like he was coming second and that I wasn't attentive to what his needs were. Oh, so frustrating. But basically, I told him, like, look, you haven't been single in a very long time. It's been over 10 years, actually more than that, because before he was serious with Ariana, he was dating Kristen, and that relationship was over 2 years, right? So it's been a very long time since he's been single. And I was, you know, I was working on myself and I was realizing that I could have this thing called love addiction and that, like, it's probably best for me not to date other people this time. So I kind of gave him the green light, like, go ahead, date other people. I feel like it's important for you to do that because A, you need to get it out of your system. B, you know, get your needs met because I'm not there to help meet your needs. And I was also hoping that he wouldn't be as attached to me and I would have more space because he was very suffocating with his demand for attention and validation. So I encouraged him to date other girls. But then, you know, these photos started surfacing. I guess one photo was taken before we had that conversation. It doesn't matter really, but it just kind of shows that he wasn't actually saving himself for me, like he's presenting. I feel like he's kind of doing this revisionist history of trying to get back into the dating scene. And, oh, he's so out of practice when we all know that he's been doing this. Let's go back to the Never Have I Ever game. This part of the episode was a little disturbing to me just because the show is publicly shaming me for something that I did not do. They're pushing this narrative that, oh, apparently I abandoned my dog in the middle of nowhere because I didn't want it anymore, which is not true. And this is like the continued propaganda against me, which I can say I'm not surprised, but it still infuriates me. So basically, Allie had a card that said, never have I ever dropped my pet off in the middle of nowhere because I didn't want it. And it's like, A, is that card actually a card in the game? Please let me know. B, I just feel like that is so gross and messed up to keep pushing this narrative and then being like, oh, it's just a game, and not taking any responsibility for that. It's really disgusting. So, shame on you, Bravo. And two can play that game. Never have I ever shown my love for someone by putting a ring on a string. Never have I ever thrown a fit over pasta. Never have I ever worn a crop top to my own wedding. Never have I ever told my boss to suck a dick. Never have I ever done a remake of my own song and made a screamo version of it. Never have I ever body shamed someone and told them that they haven't been working on their summer bodies. Never have I ever gotten my ass tattooed. Never have I ever called somebody a crackhead, especially when they weren't. Never have I ever told Lisa Vanderpump that Vanderpump Rules is my show.
Never have I ever.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
All right, let's switch gears a little bit. I want to get into some headlines because as we're talking about the Valley, one of the headlines that came out recently was from Us Weekly. Jax Taylor wants Raquel Leviss to get a real job, hopes she'll stay away from the Valley. I just think it's very ironic, first of all, that Jax Taylor wants me to get a real job when he also has a podcast and is on a reality TV show. It almost seems like they're really pushing to have my name and the Valley in the same headline story to make it seem more controversial. Like, ooh, the Valley. Like, ooh, is Rachel really considering going to the Valley? No, I'm not, by the way. So you don't need to worry about that. And also, don't tell me to get a real job when my job is literally the exact same as your job. That doesn't make sense. And I'm not going to listen to you. Bye. Another headline that's a little bit more serious and a little difficult for me to talk about because it is personal. Radar Online had posted a video of James Kennedy getting kicked out of the Canyon Club. And some of the Bravo sites have reposted it. And the amazing internet sleuths have pieced together the clips from when I was describing this incident on Vanderpump Rules. And they like put the video footage with my audio speaking over narrating that night and what happened. But basically, if you haven't seen it, it's a video of James allegedly yelling at Ali, security coming over and telling him that he needs to leave immediately. I think the reason why security got involved in the first place was because he allegedly grabbed Ali's arm and they were like, no, that's not acceptable. So they kicked him out. And in the video, you can see us having a conversation, checking in with Ali, seeing if she was okay, and just James allegedly yelling at her and yelling at everyone to leave them alone. And I just think it's interesting because it wasn't that long ago that everyone seemed to have been talking about James and the alleged abuse allegations that were coming up. And for the past few weeks, it's been like radio silence. I don't know. I just feel like there's no reason in holding anything back anymore. I think everything comes to light with time. I mean, here's another incident that is similar to the situation that Teddy and Tamara described on their podcast, the interaction that they had with James and Allie in the backseat of the car on the way to Tom Tom. And there was some sort of alleged altercation that happened. And here we have like actual video footage and me explaining it, how it happened that first time. Another headline this week, this was something that was picked up a lot by the blogs, was Katie Maloney's tweet saying that she'll light Joe on fire with me. Basically, she says, Joe is spooky. I mean, none of us could stand to be around her. Her energy is on par with a crackhead. She is a psycho, and I will also light her on fire with Rachel. So she's really doubling down on lighting people on fire. And I think this is dangerous because there are some psycho crazy people out there in the world that will actually do this stuff. And it's like she's giving people the go-ahead to do that. If this was an employee in any other work environment, this person would be terminated effective immediately for inciting violence. So keep that in the back of your mind. Also, Joe is a lovely girl who I love her energy. And I love being around her. So that is not an accurate statement to begin with.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Let's switch again, back to episode 8 of Vanderpump Rules. Tom Schwartz comes over to the house and Tom Sandoval is writing in his journal and he's explaining how he stopped drinking alcohol because he knew I couldn't drink alcohol. And he's writing in his journal because he knows that I've been writing in my journal and it's a way for us to connect to each other. And before you guys get all mushy and soft on Tom Sandoval, I need to remind you that this person did not love me. And as much as he is trying to convince you that he did, he absolutely did not. And I know this with every single fiber in my being. And he is playing into this just to get your guys' sympathy card. and I am not falling for it. This person did not want me to get mental health treatment. He did not want me to better myself. He wanted to keep me under his control, and he was doing everything in his power to have power over me. Also, have you noticed when Tom Sandoval cries, he is crying up against a wall, away from the camera, because these are not actual tears. He is not a good actor. There is a reason why he has failed in acting, and I am not falling for this BS. So I hope you guys aren't either. When Tom Sandoval is showing Schwartz these photos that were taken at Tom Schwartz's apartment, love that they have to blur my face, by the way. You can see that he's, you know, acting super torn up about it. Maybe there is a part of him that is grieving the relationship, but I think the usage of words when he says, "I will never have this again," I feel like it's a dig at Ariana, because he seems to be grieving the relationship that he had with me more than he's shown any grief towards the relationship that he had with Ariana. B, the way that Tom Sandoval and Tom Schwartz were talking about, "Oh, I'll never have this again," it seemed like Tom was, quote unquote, mourning the relationship or the concept of our love connection, instead of like actually mourning the loss of me. Because, you know, Tom Schwartz was like, "No, you'll have this again." Clearly he's not going to have me again. I think that just further supports the concept that he is in love with the idea of being in a relationship, not necessarily it being me. Just something to point out. And you can see like the manipulation that is happening between the cast, because you see how Sheena really wants to be friends with Tom Sandoval, and she's trying to, quote unquote, help Tom take accountability so that the cast will be more forgiving to him. In that scene at the Belmont, she mentioned something about me cutting Tom out of my life. And she was like, "Hey, have you considered that maybe you really did hurt this person?" And then she's like, "And let's talk about Katie. You know, you had a role in the demise of that relationship that Katie had with Schwartz." And then you see Tom Sandoval disassociate. He does not want to hear what Sheena is telling him. I think Sheena did bring up a good point about hurting me, but I think she lost him when she like pulled Katie into it too. And he's like, "All right, no, this is not the conversation I'm having." But Tom said, "I want to prioritize things that are important to Sheena." Cut to Tom having a conversation with Katie in the kitchen of the house. And you can see the manipulation. He does a compliment sandwich, and then he apologizes. And this apology is so forced. You can just tell that it's a means to an end. He is apologizing because he knows that it'll make Sheena happier, and then he'll be able to get Sheena back sooner. And then he like leaves the conversation, like already walking away saying, "Oh, you look great, Katie." But you can see the manipulation. You can't fool me anymore. You can see it. I didn't think that I was going to have that much to talk about, but once I started getting into it, things just came pouring out, and it's a little all over the place. So please bear with me. But one last thing that I wanted to point out, when Jax came into TomTom to hang out with the guys, and Tom Sandoval is talking about Katie's hatred towards me and towards Joe. And he says, "Well, Rachel and Joe happen to be the only girls that have, quote unquote, hooked up with Tom Schwartz, and Katie just like despises them," something along those lines. And I just want to say, this term hooking up is so broad. And to me, hooking up means like more than kissing. So I don't appreciate Tom saying that Shorts and I hooked up because we absolutely did not do anything more than kiss on camera. So I don't like that narrative that he's putting out there with that either. And that's also another reason why I know that he has never loved me. So cool it with that. All right. I feel like that's a good place to end this episode. I apologize that it's a little all over the place, but I had a lot of thoughts and I appreciate your patience with me. And I will see you next time on Rachel Goes Rogue. Thank you so much for listening to Rachel Goes Rogue. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok for exclusive video content at Rachel Goes Rogue Podcast.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota bZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at viking.com.